This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark, committed to delivering products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. Workforce challenges, conservation goals, and shifting regulations continue to shape conversations across the state this winter. Those topics are showing up not just in policy discussions, but also in the day-to-day conversations that agribusiness leaders are having as they look for ways to stay competitive while supporting farmers navigating tighter margin environments. As industry members gather in Des Moines this week for the Agribusiness Association of Iowa Showcase, many of the discussions are less about the event itself and more about the broader issues facing ag right now. We had the chance to catch up with AAI CEO Julie Kenny to talk about some of those themes, and we'll hear from her coming up next.
Doing business with GrowMark is easy. GrowMark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. GrowMark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, GrowMark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at growmark.com.
Agribusiness Association of Iowa CEO Julie Kenny says maintaining a positive business climate for agribusiness starts with understanding the pressures facing both companies and producers, especially when it comes to workforce development and conservation practices that continue to evolve across our state.
Yeah, we're always looking at, you know, what makes a positive business climate in the state, because that allows our members to be successful and then, of course, the farmers that they work with to be successful. So looking at that, we're always looking at workforce. How do we equip our members to be successful? One of the topics we're really involved in is water quality. So we know that's a huge focus within the state of Iowa. It's a focus for our members and for the farmers that they work with. And so we actually house the Iowa Nutrient Research and Education Council, NREC is what it's called, and that has membership from pork, corn, Farm Bureau, and the Agribusiness Association, and we're focused on how do we get more conservation practices on the ground, and then how do we measure the adoption of those conservation practices, because if you can't measure it, we don't really know what kind of progress we're making.
Kenny adds that collaboration across commodity groups, research institutions, and state agencies is becoming more important as agronomists and ag retailers work to translate policy changes into real-world practices on the farm. That includes helping certified crop advisors and applicators stay ahead of new requirements while still focusing on productivity and profitability.
I mean, we do work really closely with the Iowa Department of Ag and Land Stewardship and, of course, Secretary Nag. You know, sometimes that's on policy issues, you know, especially with the secretary, but a lot of times it's on the regulatory programs that they implement. A lot of times they impact our members. And so we want to make sure everybody has the right education to understand what are the rules and regulations, how do people be in compliance, all of those things. So for example, one of the first sessions that we had at Showcase today was focused on the Endangered Species Act. And what does that mean for certified pesticide applicators? And so Dr. Gretchen Pollock was here from Iowa Department of Ag. She's the regulatory authority in the state. It was an opportunity for her to share, and Iowa State was a part of that as well, Iowa State Extension, but an opportunity for them to share with CCAs, agronomists, the rest of our members about what are the rules and regulations so everybody understands what the requirements are, again, can be in compliance and make sure they're providing the right information to the farmers that they work with.
Kenny says those conversations reflect a broader shift in how agribusinesses are approaching education, moving beyond traditional meetings and toward more targeted discussions around compliances, conservation, and long-term workforce development. Even as markets remain uncertain, she says the focus continues to be on giving agronomists and industry partners the tools they need to better serve farmers. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.